Paul, a man graying at his temples and a little out of shape, stood next to the hole in the ground where his wife would be forever. He was usually in great shape as he used to run around the perimeter of the island before his wife, Priscilla, faded away. She had aged so quickly, and we tried to stop the curse, but just could not. We prayed and prayed. Paul fought. He opened his eyes and saw that they had lowered her casket. Why don't I age? I'm not perfect. I wronged people. Jesus. I do not know what's going on or how to stop this, Paul was thinking again. He was getting more frustrated and was worried about his son now. What if the curse catches up with him? Or me, for that matter? It was raining and cold. Paul's umbrella got caught in the wind. In frustration, he tried to close it and broke off the handle. His son, Kirk Richt, was standing next to him. Are you all right, Dad? How could I be? Kirk put his arm around his dad. Why didn't we leave the island sooner? He wondered.
He had talked to his dad many times as his mom fell deeper and deeper into questioning the God of the book and wondering what it all meant.
His mom was only 40, but she looked 140. This darn curse. And why doesn't it affect us? Why doesn't Dad talk about it? Kirk just does not get it, Paul thought. We couldn't walk away. We tried years ago, but our consciences wouldn't let us, he thought. I just felt I have a purpose here. Sometimes it's so clear and moments later it fades away. I can almost touch it. Who am I? Why do I deserve to live free of all this? Why am I here? Paul's thoughts centered again. He felt the warmth of his son's hand on his, and it calmed him. He didn't want to lose his son, too. He already felt the blame for not saving his wife. What can I do? He thought. As Paul and Kirk walked away from the site, many townspeople came over to console him. I just can't do this anymore, he said. There has to be a solution. One couple yelled as they walked away, "When you find it, let us know." And that was that. Another island funeral for someone who should not have had to die, Paul thought. It was a long buggy ride home. Paul's thoughts wandered. Why can't those boats in the harbor dock? What is going on here? No one was able to dock at the island. They would come within 100 yards of the island and hit what seemed to be a wall. Curious, he thought. When they got home, Kirk went inside and Paul went to the patio to think. The waves were crashing and it was windy. The rain had stopped, though. He was alone now. Too alone. Too soon without Priscilla. I'm going to bed, he thought. The next morning, Paul dragged himself into the kitchen and made a cup of coffee, as was their usual practice. But there was no us anymore. It was just him. He sighed. He meandered out to the patio on this beautiful morning on the island. The fresh scent from the ocean passed by Paul Rick's nose as he gazed into the ocean. Dolphins were swimming by. He looked to the side of the house where his fruit grove was flourishing. Why only here? Why is this the only fruit on the island? This peaceful scene made him remember his wife again. They used to gaze out and have long conversations about Tom Babel, the curse, and how to break it. This is where they sat and prayed and thought and prayed about how to break the curse. Oh, God, he thought. Why did she have to die so young and yet look so old? And then he remembered her talent. There wasn't an instrument she couldn't play. Oh, he missed that. Near the end, they talked about where they were going to go when they died. She seemed peaceful. She felt like we was tortured in this life to earn a good standing and would go to heaven to be with God. Paul had raised the issue of Jesus Christ to her, even though it wasn't supposed to be spoken of under penalty of arrest. His wife just couldn't believe it. I don't know if it would have even made a difference, he thought.